I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, April 15th, 2019. Here in Boston, it is Patriots Day, where we commemorate the Battle of Lexington and Concord. It's also the day of the Boston Marathon, so you're going to hear a lot of marathon talk, a lot of shout-outs for the marathon. And then also, for the first time in a long time, it is our single-person weekend check-in. The downpours and lightning is just causing chaos right now for the Boston Marathon. So Boston PD has moved volunteers and runners into the Boston Common Garage. All of the runners that were going out in the second and the third wave have been told and to fourth. Shelter, or and fourth, excuse me, have been told to shelter in place. And then also at the start line, all of the people that were down there, the volunteers, have now been asked to shelter in
and
place.
All the elites are probably there. There too, so they're in Hopkinton Middle Schools,
right?
High school.
So,
I'm sorry,
they're in Mrs. Gallagher's science class,
yeah,
right now,
probably,
right? And you know, we were talking about this last year, it was just raining sideways and it was cold and it was miserable.
It was miserable.
And you're like, there's no way it could be worse because it was going to be warm. But the problem
we have this year
was the fog rolling in, the thunderstorms rolling in, and the lightning coming in. I mean, the lightning was just, we're watching WBZ TV. We have it here in the studio. We lost TV for a little while because it got so bad. And then we found out that Kate Merrill and Chris McKinnon, who are down at the start line, were knocked off the air and then forced to call in from their vehicles because the weather is so down there.
But what I'm seeing is they're saying that this, at least this wave, because there are quite a few waves coming through, this will continue. They're saying 8 or 9, and that's when the thunder and all of that will happen.
Okay.
And then hopefully it will back up, but then a lull in the rain and then more showers this afternoon, but not the intensity of what we're seeing right now. So, you can do it.
I just can't imagine training all the year and you just get stuck with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sucks. 617-931-1234. If you would like to call in right now and do a shout out for somebody you know that's maybe running the marathon today or volunteering, you know, just give us your name, where you're from. A little shout out for those involved with the marathon. Again, 617-931-1234. All right, take it away. You're up first. What you got?
Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy Parker from Burlington, Mass. I don't have one particular person in the Boston Marathon. I just wish them all good luck. They're an elite group of people. Have my utmost respect, and please, God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Perfect.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Carson and Kennedy. Good morning. I'm Christine from Braintree, and I want to give a big shout-out to Peter Hilbert running today. And he's running for suicide prevention.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, this shout-out is for Eric Chazen, who's running the marathon today. This is Karen Johnson from Brookline, New Hampshire, a.k.a. Mama J. Eric was training a few weeks ago by car, but he took a week off, finished his training, and he's running today. Good luck, Eric.
What? Did you say he got hit by a car?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait,
And he's still going to run the marathon?
Yep. He got hit a few weeks ago when he was training out in Arizona.
That's
absolute baller.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, well, thanks for calling in, and we wish him all the luck today.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, this is Linda from Wareham. A great big shout-out to Carrie Davenport, who's a great volunteer at the marathon today. Someday I'd love to see her run it, but for now, they have a benefit of a wonderful volunteer. Thank you, Carrie Davenport. Have a wonderful day.
Fantastic.
I'm going to call you out for not running, and I'm going to say, I'm going to nominate you to run 26.2 miles.
Without the volunteers, that thing does not move, so.
Oh, that's... I got a little bit wordy. I'm sorry.
No, that was fantastic.
You hear me, Carrie Davenport? You better get your shoes laced up. I better see you out there next year.
Thank you, Linda. Have a great day.
Yeah, she's a great person. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
617-931-1234. We're going to do another round of shout-outs for the Boston Marathon. If there's somebody you'd like to recognize this morning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It looks like everything is going to go off as scheduled. They had moved around some of the groups and when they were going to leave. And at one point, the weather got so bad, they had runners like taking shelter inside of the common garage there by Boston
Common.
They
only switched one wave due to the weather. The other ones were on purpose so that elite men and women could start on their own, which then changed. Everybody shifted down a little bit by like 2 minutes.
Right.
But it looks to me like we are back on track, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't look quite as bad. It's still raining, but if you remember last year, it was raining sideways and it was super cold.
And it's warm, so you know what?
The
small favors,
is going to help it out a little bit. And if you want to call in this morning and just give a shout-out to somebody that you know that is involved with the race this morning, we'd love to have you call in and do that. You know, there's a lot of volunteers that are out there, part of the race today, right, Kennedy?
9,500 volunteers to make that thing run.
My brother-in-law is running it for the third time in a row.
And
he was in
really
a hockey
fast.
Tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
That won. His team won the hockey tournament. Then he drove from upstate New York to the marathon. And sure he's going to be drinking a beer with no shirt on the entire time.
Runners are just a different breed
of crazy.
Human. And I just love them.
Good luck, Todd.
617-931-1234. All right. Take it away. Your shout out for the Boston Marathon. What you got?
Hi, my name is Lisa from Sandown, New Hampshire. I'm going to give a big shout out to my friend Laura Hsu from Sandown, who's running her first marathon today.
Way to go!
Nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
My name is Carmen. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and I wanted to give a shout out to my friend Chloe Warshaw. She's running today. She's a senior in high school, which I think she's killing it. Like, that's absolutely amazing. And I'm just so, so proud of her. So, yeah, I just wanted to give her a shout-out.
Yeah, I saw they put up the stats about oldest runner and youngest runner. There was there's one teenager, 18 years, 4 days. That's running the marathon today, and then there's one person who is, I think, 88 years old that's running the marathon.
Gosh.
That is incredible. All right, well, thanks for listening this morning, and thanks for calling in, Carmen.
No, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Hi, my name's Joel Kaplan. I live in Newton, Mass. I was just driving in on the Mass Pike in this crazy weather and saw the caravans heading west of about 30 buses. I wanted to put a shout-out in for the volunteers and the security people because I did see two motorcycle cops escorting these buses out there. So it reminded me of the security and the volunteers as well. I've run the marathon twice, so my heart goes out to everybody.
Well done. Thank you, Joel.
My name is Sarah from Holden, Massachusetts. I want to shout out to my friend Rebecca, who is fulfilling her lifelong dream of running the Boston Marathon today for the first time. Go, Rebecca.
Yay! Yes.
Nice job. All right.
She picked a great day for it.
Thank you, Sarah.
This is Bridget from Gloucester, and I'm giving a shout out to Walter Downey from Vancouver, British Columbia, who is all the way from Canada. He's one of my softball buddies, and he's here for his fourth time running the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
That he better not be rooting on the Maple Leafs, I'll just say that.
All right, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. If you're interested in maybe throwing a shout out to somebody who is involved with the Boston Marathon.
John Marathon, who the first guy to actually invent marathons. I don't know if you know that. Shout out to you.
All right, what you got for us?
Hi, this is Marissa. I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire. I want to give a shout out to my older sister, Brandy, who is a volunteer nurse down at the marathon today. She's a total rock star, and I commend her for everything she's doing.
Love it.
Thanks, Marissa.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, hon.
Bye.
Hi, this is Karan from Lynn. I want to give a shout out to Dan Basilio. He's from Peabody. He's running the Boston Marathon this year. He ran last year and came in 10th place.
Wow.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he works for Greybuck, our computer company. So, yeah, Peabody's own Dan Basilio.
Let's do it.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yes. Get it, buddy.
Here for it.
That dude hauls butt. That is cool. All right. Well, thanks, Karan.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Paula from Quincy, and I wanted to give a shout-out to my daughter-in-law, Frances Ellis, who's running for the Elizabeth Taffy Foundation. Go, Frances. Woohoo!
Yay!
Thanks, Paula. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Ann.
Bye. Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy Parker from Burlington, Mass. I don't have one particular person in the Boston Marathon. I just wish them all good luck. They're an elite group of people. Have my utmost respect. And please, God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Nancy, perfect.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Carson and Kennedy. Good morning. I'm Christine from Braintree, and I want to give a big shout-out to Peter Hilbert running today. And he's running for suicide prevention.
Wonderful.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, this shout-out is for Eric Chazen, who's running the marathon today. This is Karen Johnson from Brookline, New Hampshire, a.k.a. Mama J. Eric was training a few weeks ago by car, but he took a week off, finished his training, and he's running today. Good luck, Eric.
What? Did you say he got hit by a car?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what?
He's still going to run the marathon?
Yep. He got hit a few weeks ago when he was training out in Arizona.
That's
baller.
A
wow. Absolute baller.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, well, thanks for calling in, and we wish him all the luck today.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, this is Linda from Wareham. A great big shout-out to Carrie Davenport, who's a great volunteer at the marathon today. Someday I'd love to see her run it, but for now, they have a benefit of a wonderful volunteer. Thank you, Carrie Davenport. Have a wonderful day.
Fantastic.
I'm going to call you out for not running, and I'm going to say, I'm going to nominate you to run 26.2 miles.
Without the volunteers, that thing does not move, so.
Oh, that's... I got a little bit wordy. I'm sorry.
No, that was fantastic.
You hear me, Carrie Davenport? You better get your shoes laced up. I better see you out there next year.
Thank you, Linda. Have a great day.
Yeah, she's a great person. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me grab one more here. This is Maggie. Are you there?
Yep. Hi.
Go ahead. Take it away, Maggie. Do your shout out.
Hi, I'm Maggie from Topsfield. I just want to give a huge shout out to my best friend, Lindsay McCauley, running the marathon today with Girls on the Run. Check that, girl.
Yay! Yes.
Nice job, Maggie. Thank you for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Sounds like Kennedy and Annie had quite the fun weekend. So we thought we'd bring this back. We haven't done it in a little while. We call it the Single Person Weekend Check-In.
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
They lead that single life, and you know you want all the details. Who do they go out with? Was it a boy or a girl, or maybe a boy and girl? How'd it go? Did someone get ghosted? Did they wake up in their own bed? Was it even a bed? All the juicy details now on
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
Annie thinks she's a horrible person to date. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to hear Kennedy's story first about the text message that you got.
So I got a text from an ex. That's a bit all by itself. Over the weekend, and he's coming in town next week for a conference, and you know we were planning on you know hanging out for a day or whatever. And at the end of this text thread, he says, "I had a dream about you. I want to tell you about it." And I was like, "Okay." I had a dream about you last night. You were wearing a cute skirt and a small top that showed off your midriff, and you had great abs. And I was giving you compliments.
So he's trying to set up next weekend, huh?
All right. Yeah, a little bit.
With what? My great abs? What the hell? The man has seen me naked. The man knows my insecurities. The man knows everything. Like, why in a million years would you say something like that?
Okay, may I ask one question first?
You may.
Which ex was it? Do we get the nickname?
Tommy Lee.
Okay.
Oh, Tommy Lee the drummer.
And I want to believe that he was trying to just be nice and just let
and
you know.
And so do I, because he's kind of an idiot. But still.
He is like a big dumb animal.
Yeah, he really. You know, he really
so
is.
But I do have a type, so.
he wasn't mean though, but
like I'm overthinking this, aren't I?
Yeah, you're way overthinking. Yeah. I think that he literally, if he had that dream, like that's the dream that he had, and
but then this
probably,
is the reality.
He was probably just trying to set it up for next weekend, like I said.
You don't got to set up anything with me. I'm pretty, you know.
I mean? But maybe he was just like trying to solidify it. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like travel insurance.
So you're
going to
see him even though it ended so badly?
Well, I've seen him already.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they,
You know this.
I didn't know you had seen him.
Yeah, I flew to see him.
I didn't know
Carson's
that.
Carson's shocked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, over the last long weekend we had. I went to Arizona.
I didn't know that.
He didn't know.
He was on vacation.
And he didn't hear coming back?
No. I don't know. You flew to Arizona to see him?
Yeah.
And what?
Remember she didn't tell us about it? Because she didn't want to say anything beforehand because she knew you would get all up in the grill about it.
Kind of like what you're doing now.
Like what you're doing right now?
No.
Hey, don't remember that?
I don't want to be his girlfriend. I want to make this very clear. I don't want to be his girlfriend. I have no desire to have any kind of a future except to have a relationship with this person that we can hang out, we can do stuff, and then when it's over, we leave and say goodbye.
I'm sweating right now finding this out. Holy smokes.
There's nothing to sweat about. I'm okay with it. But in any event.
Well, no, because he's texting you being a complete jerk to you, and it bothers you.
That's not being a jerk. That's not a jerk text.
That is a jerk text.
I didn't text back.
It is not a jerk text. That
listen
is a text.
To her reaction. You can tell
you
it's a jerk text.
No, a jerk text is like, hey, fatty, what's going on? Right. How are you? That's a jerk text. Saying, hey, I had a dream about you, and you look beautiful in the dream. That's not a jerk
text.
That's
not what he said.
Would you?
That's exactly what he said.
All right, I just have questions.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make these two things try and be equitable, because they're not.
Yeah.
But let's say that you had a dream about, I don't want to even say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you say this to your wife if she was?
If I had a dream about, I told my wife, we were talking the other day, Sarah and I were talking the other day, and I said, babe, it's so funny because, you know, she's pregnant right now. She's
we're
pretty much been pregnant
insecure.
For two.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to her, I go, because she made a comment and she's like, you know, I want to, you know, lose weight after the baby and everything like that. And I go, babe, it's so funny that you say this. When I look at her like the first time I met her, and I said to her, I said, that image is always stuck in my head.
All right, it's not fair. You don't count because you guys are just perfect and it's not fair.
Well, I think it's a jerk text, Kennedy. I'm on your side.
So
Annie,
anyway,
real quick, why are you
Annie's
a mess?
Better.
So,
hold on.
Carson and Kennedy, single person's weekend check-in.
What you got, Annie?
I'm just the worst. I've come to decide about myself.
What did you do that makes you feel that way?
So I went
it's
to the
realizing
Reds.
Realizing it that is the first step.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a lot as a person, and I know that. I come in really hot all the time.
Same.
And so I went to the Red Sox game on Saturday. It was so much fun. It was day baseball. Sun was shining. I was thriving, getting a tan. I went and got my face painted because that's what you do when you're 24 years old. So it's me and the five-year-olds waiting in line. And I go back to my seat and the person that I went with said something to me and I just like put my hands on my face and like kind of rubbed my face up and down and I was like, oh crap, I forgot I had a giant bee on the side of my face. So then I leave for 25 minutes, go get it fixed, go get a couple beers, you know, meet a couple friends along the way. So he's sitting by himself.
For a half an hour.
Yeah, you know.
It takes a while to get beer at Fenway, let's be honest.
And then we...
Don't bring it to your seat.
No,
they won't.
Not where I sit, I'm sorry.
No, Carson, there are very few seats that they'll bring to you.
We went out afterwards, we were having a great time, blah, 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 all this stuff, and I called him my ex-boyfriend's name.
Oh.
And I don't know if he heard me because he didn't say anything.
Oh, he heard you.
He heard you. Yeah. See, Annie, this is why I call everybody...
He was
everybody
a wounded animal, so he didn't want to say anything, but he heard you.
Yeah, but that's not me. I can't do the pet names.
Yeah. It's just babe. It's just easier than name.
I just shouldn't do any names.
Now, was it just a random name, like you forgot his name, or was it like a name of significance?
Were you frustrated and it brought back to you the time that you were with this other person for 6 years of your life?
Yeah, I was just... I was like, you're not listening to me. And I said the other person's name.
So
and
you
then I was
called
like,
him your ex's name?
Yes.
Long term.
It was so bad.
Yes.
It was so bad.
And so I think there's only one thing to do here. Just agree that you're a bad person.
See, I don't have to say I'm a bad person.
I don't think you're a bad person.
That's literally what you started off with saying.
I said I'm the worst in terms of dating, okay?
Oh, okay.
You just refuse to be invested. But you call your shot beforehand.
I really
so.
Do.
Or call them by the right name.
Yeah, we're working on it, okay? Then the next morning, the Celtics played yesterday. I was like, so we're going to go to the Celtics or what?
Which name did you call him?
I didn't call him any name that time. Hey, buddy, we going to the Celtics?
Hey, pal.
Hey, champ.
Oh my God. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, guy.
Guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy, you got tickets?
You got some tickets there, kid.
So
you got
tickets there? Did you end up going to the game?
I didn't.
Yeah, imagine that.
Shock.
That kid is not going to leave her. You guys can say this all you want, and you can go, oh, geez.
Thanks,
oh,
no, both for
the kid is not leaving.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Obviously, we're all paying attention to the Boston Marathon and Patriots Day. It is also tax day. You'll actually have an extra 48 hours because of the holiday here in Massachusetts, also in Maine. But I have some stuff about tax day, Kennedy, that I think you might find interesting.
Okay.
Accountants are warning pet owners not to claim their dogs as dependents.
Duh. He cost me just as much.
I was going to say.
I'm just telling you, don't try and do it. You will get yourself in trouble.
On what planet is that?
Okay? Catch me if you can.
Law enforcement officials are also warning people about an old tax scam. Con artists have been randomly calling people and telling them that they have warrants out for their arrest for evading taxes. The victims say the callers have accents. None of the victims have ever had tax issues. And the message that they leave you sometimes
you'll
is
you'll never get a phone call from the IRS, period. You will always receive stuff in the mail.
Yeah, it's just scary when you get it.
But it's not true, so just know that. I've gotten like three.
Here's another one, Kennedy. Some Americans are trying to deduct their weight loss programs from their taxes.
Huh.
You cannot do that. A woman cannot deduct her breast enlargement surgery from her taxes unless it was done for medical purposes. Some exotic dancers try and claim their breast implants as a business expense.
I don't see why that wouldn't be true.
I feel it is.
I'm
with them on that.
I stand behind them.
Yeah.
Some singers are writing off their voices. So, like, if you audition for The Voice or American Idol, you can actually write off your voice as a business expense for a business trip or a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Just telling you what.
Yeah,
they
but it's the writing off of this has to go against some, like.
Do you get the mileage on it? What do you do?
Yeah, you get the, well, voice, you get the plane tickets.
How many words
the food,
you get?
The lodging. It can all legally be deducted.
But it has to show that that is your job. And
right,
so you
yeah.
have
correct.
To show that. And then.
That
yeah.
you want American
it doesn't,
Idol.
Yeah. It's a little more confusing. A
couple of them.
Also, escorts and exotic dancers can claim their income and tips as independent business operators. Exotic dancers can claim their costumes as necessary business expenses for their jobs. And if you're a 900 number operator, Kennedy, you are.
Are those still a thing?
You know, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody dials 900 anymore.
Yeah. It's still around.
It's on the line now.
It's well, what? Anyway.
It's on the line.
It's on the line. It's online and stuff, I feel.
You are allowed to deduct your toys and your phone bills from your taxes. They are business expenses.
Well, they are.
So.
Like Legos?
Yes. Puzzles?
Are you looking up to get a 900 number?
No, I'm just like, are they? I didn't like, realize.
It's a thing. People still use their phones. Yeah.
The only time I see commercials for those is like a hotel room at like 2 in the morning and you're like half awake.
I mean, because you can go to any of those websites and just get the same thing needed.
Yeah, but if you want more interaction from a live human being, Kennedy.
That's what you do webcams, Carson.
Can we go back to what Annie was talking about?
What did Annie say? I didn't hear it.
The only time you see commercials for things like that is like a hotel room. Like if it's like 2 in the morning and you're half awake.
What hotel rooms are
what?
You
what?
Why does it matter what hotel room?
Because I've never been in a hotel that ran the 900 numbers.
Whatever.
I'm intrigued.
Was it a romance motel?
No.
Was it hourly?
What do you mean?
Was it a heart-shaped bed?
Yeah.
And hot tub?
You put a quarter in, the bed starts shaking.
If you're thinking about going down and watching the race, our good friend Erin O'Malley is going to be down there at Duoff. She'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's right at the corner of Mass Ave and Comm Ave. And she had quite the exciting weekend. Good morning, Erin. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So it happened over the weekend, the Miss Pink Pageant. If you don't know about the Miss Pink Pageant, it's a great organization that supports families by providing funds to cover costs of medical bills, all sorts of amazing things the organization does. And then you were in the pageant over the weekend.
Yes, I was. It was the most amazing experience. And I was actually nominated by listeners, which made it even more special for me. It was so great.
I saw the photo you posted on Instagram of you in your Wonder Woman outfit.
Yes.
I had to wear it.
Crushing it.
And you won. So you're Miss Pink for 2019.
I am. I'm so honored. Oh my gosh, it was the best.
So what will be your duties throughout the year as Miss Pink?
I don't even know yet. They're going to tell me within the next like week or so. I just know that I'm the right? I'm the ambassador for the organization. So anytime they need anyone to kind of welcome a new person into the family that's fighting breast cancer, that needs to know, needs some things that, I mean, they provide meals and childcare and cleaning services and all that. So I will be welcoming people with open arms and just the spokesperson and the ambassador for the organization. And it's such incredible work that they do. And I'm so excited and so honored to be part of this. It was such a great night, you guys.
I understand
my mom and sister
came in. There was a surprise, yeah. So
yes.
You didn't know they were coming?
I had no idea. They didn't even tell my husband because they didn't want anyone knowing.
Stop.
And they didn't want anybody to slip
awesome.
Up. So right before the show started, I look up and I'm talking to Jody and my friend Heather was there. And I look over and I think, gosh, that looks like my sister. That girl looks like my sister. And she starts moving toward me and I just started bawling.
Ugh.
And my mom and my sister got on a flight from Pittsburgh, weren't even there for 24 hours. They had to leave the next morning at 5
in
the morning.
Amazing.
And I only got to spend, you know, was in it, the show, so I only got to spend like maybe 2 hours with them, and they turned around. It was just, I'm so glad they were there. It was the best surprise.
Aaron, how are we talking this far into Miss Pink, and we've not mentioned the tiara? What is the tiara situation for you? Will you be wearing it daily into work? Do we have
do
to
you
now
carry it in a glass box?
Do we have to address you as your highness now? How is this going to work for us everyday common folk?
Well, there will be no bowing. You'll be happy to know that.
But I've been practicing my curtsy. Oh.
It was so funny because it is a gorgeous, it does come in a glass box too, Kennedy. It's a gorgeous,
heavy.
Huge crown. It's heavy. I said to my husband later that night, I go, wow, my neck really hurts from the crown. He goes, oh, if that isn't a first world problem, I don't know what it is. I was like, no, it's so interesting.
Aaron O'Malley
gorgeous.
Problems.
Is that yours gorgeous. To keep or does that pass along every year?
No, they do a new crown every single year, so I get to keep it.
That's amazing.
I've been sleeping in it. You'll be happy to know. It's lovely.
All right. Have you caught Jody wearing it yet?
I was like, you don't believe this is heavy? Try this on. And he looked fabulous.
It's hard to get that thing locked in.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
I mean, Jody didn't have Barrettes. A lot, whole lot of hair in there.
Yeah, not at all.
All
not
right,
at all,
it is Erin O'Malley. She is right now at Duave at the corner of Mass Ave and Comm Ave. Going to be there until 2 o'clock doing her show. And are you dressed as Wonder Woman today?
I'm not. I actually have my Boston Marathon 2017 jacket on. You know, the one where I nearly died. So, the one that I ran with the flu. And
no, that's the one you won, right?
Line.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
Aaron's
you won.
Like, I had a 102 fever
Who
and I'm still running a race.
It was only a couple med tents that day. Who cares?
Yeah, it was 102.9 degree fever that I crossed with and needed some IV fluids, but it was a great day.
You're kind of an amazing human being, Aaron.
Well, congratulations on being Miss Pink 2019. I know Nick and Ashley Schultz, who put on that event every year, had a chance to be a judge for that a few years back, and it's just a wonderful organization, and I knew it. As soon as I saw you nominated, I was like, this girl's getting the crown, so congratulations to you. You deserve
it. I kind of felt bad for everybody else there. I just
feel
like...
Thank you for the faith. Oh, stop.
Much
no, they
like
were
the
all
cancer,
wonderful.
Nothing else had a chance.
Oh, you're so sweet, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
love you,
so
honey.
Honored. Thank you. I love you guys.
All right, well, we'll see you down there a little bit later on today. Have a great time.
Perfect. Thanks.
Bye, honey.
All right,
bye.
There she is, Erin O'Malley again, down at the corner of Mass Ave and Comm Ave at Duave.
What do you think if she's the first Miss Pink ever stripped of her title?
Never going
to
happen.
That would have to be a scandal.
Never
that would have
happen.
To be a crazy scandal,
no.
Wouldn't it? You know, there's people trying. Trying
right.
to knock her down. I'm just saying.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.